Let us move now from the Democratic Senate candidate to the view from the GOP side of things. Just who might be the Republicans' best hope of winning Carl Levin's Senate seat? Joining us is Republican strategist Dennis Lennox. Welcome back to Stateside, Dennis.
Hey, good afternoon.
So what challenge do you think the candidacy of Gary Peters presents to Michigan's Republicans?
Well, quite simply, it's pretty difficult to be against somebody when you don't have a candidate.
And why hasn't a Republican just seized this and jumped in? What's keeping this from happening?
Well, your guess is probably as good as mine. If you would have asked me 3 months ago when Carl Levin announced that he wasn't running for election next year, I would have rattled off names like Rick Snyder, the governor, you know, our Attorney General Bill Schuette, or even Candace Miller, the congresswoman from Macomb County, home of the Reagan Democrats, as potential Republican replacements. But unfortunately, at least for somebody on my side of the aisle, one by one, they've taken their names out of consideration. And now it's basically down to Mike Rogers and Justin Amash.
So what's going on here? Why do you think people are stepping up to say, no, don't think of me?
Well, you know, there's probably a lot of internal considerations. Obviously, when you're governor, you're probably thinking you would rather be governor, particularly when the Democrats can't find somebody to run against you. You know, that may be the understated story of the year, that the Democrats can't find a single person willing to run for governor. But also, it's just a realization that running statewide in a state that has went Democratic at the presidential level, at least, since 1992, can be very challenging. And Republicans do face a tone and messaging challenge that I don't know if everybody in the party has figured out how to, you know, address going forward.
So there is certainly, we all know it is certainly a state of flux for the GOP in Michigan and nationally. But then there has to be somebody on your side of the aisle who's looking at that seat saying, I don't know, maybe I could be the person. So who should we keep an eye on?
Actually, I'd be looking at Craigslist to see if somebody takes an ad out saying candidate wanted. But in all seriousness, I think Mike Rogers and Justin Amash, both members of Congress, are probably sure things at the moment. They're definitely giving it serious consideration. But they have their own practical consideration. I don't actually think Rogers is going to run when push comes to shove. I think he would probably rather stay as chairman of the Intelligence Committee. It's a very plumb position. And then for Justin Amash, you know, he's a young 30-something disciple of Ron Paul. He could keep his House seat for 10 years. Or he could give it up and run for Senate, which wouldn't be a sure thing. Or he could keep his House seat for a couple more years and run for governor in 2018.
I think,
when you look at Justin Amash, he also may not run because he's probably doing the political calculus and saying in 2018, presuming Rick Snyder is reelected, there isn't a clear name right now for governor or some of the other offices like attorney general that he could run for.
What about Terry Lynn Land?
I like Terry Lynn Land. I think having a woman as a candidate is something the Republican Party desperately needs at the moment. It's a key demographic. In fact, the majority of voters are women. However, I think she's better in the position that she has right now and as an internal party leader. And some have talked about her perhaps being a candidate for national Republican Party chairman, would be the first woman ever to have that position. I just don't think the time is right for her for U.S. Senate.
Okay, you're just feeling that. It makes me wonder, speaking of timing, how loudly is the clock ticking for Republicans? Now you got Gary Peters in there for, you know, stepped right up for the Democrats. How does a later GOP entry affect the race in terms of message and campaigning and fundraising?
I think the clock is ticking pretty loudly. In fact, I think it's time to put an ad on Craigslist saying candidate wanted. Bobby Shostak, the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, in my opinion, needs to exercise some of his prerogatives as chairman and draft a candidate and perhaps amend the rules to do away with the three-ring circus atmosphere that often overshadows primary contests. I mean, that's also a big reason why some people don't want to run, for the simple fact that they have to spend a year and a half just to win the primary before they ever get to face off against Gary Peters. You know, Gary Peters is a threat to the Republicans in Michigan for the simple fact that you can't be against a candidate when you don't have an alternative.
And then let's just talk history, which I suspect many of these names that have said, no, no thanks. You look at both Senate seats and Carl Levin's had a lock on his since he beat Republican Robert Griffin. That was 1978. And then you look at Senator Stabenow's seat, and you had Spencer Abraham that single term from 95 to 2001. And that was the only win for the GOP since Charles Potter, and that was back in the 1950s. So, you know, in your heart of hearts, do you think a GOP candidate really has any chance of replacing Carl Levin?
Oh, absolutely. Let's face it, too, that many of those elections occurred in presidential years or they were incumbents. The reality is when there's an actual open senatorial seat in a non-presidential year, it generally favors Republicans in Michigan. It's just something that historically hasn't happened a lot. I think Republicans with a Candace Miller, a Rick Snyder, or a Bill Schuette would have an outstanding chance. Well, they've kind of said no. I'm not convinced that if enough grandees of the party came to them and said, here's a check, we're funding your campaign, you're running, that they would say no. I think Candace Miller would be a stellar candidate. She's from the right part of the state. You know, Republicans don't win when they run somebody from West Michigan. So it's maybe not fair. It is a big state. You know, I'm from somebody that lives north of Clare. We often get on the short side of things, but the reality of the matter is southeastern Michigan drives the state. You know, no pun intended.
Sure.
And if we want to win as a party, we better find somebody that lives in the big three counties around Detroit, or we're going to face a real challenge, because Gary Peters is as good as they get when it comes to career politicians. You know, he's great at talking that centrist Democratic talking points and voting extreme liberal, you know, when it gets time. And I think if Republicans don't wake up and find a real strong candidate, and they don't learn their lessons from 2012 when we had a shot of defeating Senator Stabenow, we're going to have a Senator Gary Peters for a long time to come.
And what I'll let you grandstand a little bit here for the GOP, Dennis Lennox, since you know, as a younger member of the party, what would the party offer the people of Michigan that a Gary Peters would not?
Well, I think you have to look to Lansing. You have to look to what Republicans have done in Lansing and say, we've done it in Lansing, we can replicate it in Washington. The fact of the matter is the solutions to the great challenges facing Michigan aren't going to come out of the Beltway in Washington. They're going to come from the 50 state capitals and the small towns that can fly over country. And that's what you see Republicans succeeding every day. And that's why you're looking at the landscape in 2014, just not in Michigan, but in many of the other states with Senate races, they really do favor Republicans, because these are the states that are electing Republican governors. Let's not forget, Rick Snyder's on the ballot in 2014, and the Democrats can't even find a single candidate to run against a Republican governor, despite President Obama overwhelmingly winning Michigan.
I don't want to go off too deep in the weeds here, but I would like your thoughts. Do you not have a party, when you talk about the Michigan Republicans, when you have someone like Brooks Patterson saying that House Speaker Jace Bulger reminds him of, you know, invoking Adolf Hitler when he's talking about Jace Bulger, does that not say that there's a party with some internal dissension that needs to be healed?
Well, the Democrats are the party that had a KKK grand wizard as their majority leader.
Well, I want to talk about why Brooks Patterson comment about Jace Bulger. Let's just talk about
it. The Democrats are the party of Jim Crow and segregation forever. The Republicans have always been the party of civil rights. The Democrats have their kooks and Republicans have their kooks, but at the end of the day, the race is decided by candidates that it can appeal to the center and not to the extremes of either party.
So what will you be looking for going forward, besides that that possible Craigslist ad that you've been joking about? But what are you looking for, Dennis, as we look ahead?
Well, it's not me. I think the legion of Republican foot soldiers across the state want a candidate, and they want a candidate now. We can't wait till September, and that's what Amash and Rogers and some of the others have talked about, that they're going to wait till the Republicans have their conference on Mackinac Island in September. I think if you're serious, if you're somebody out there truly looking at running for U.S. Senate, you've got to renounce before the 4th of July, because we all know what Michiganders do in the summertime. They take off for their cottage. And frankly, in a state with 83 counties, unless the rules change with respect to the primaries, you've got to get out there now to hit all those rubber chicken dinners between now and next August.
Republican strategist Dennis Lennox. He actually recently wrote a column about this very issue. GOP candidate for Senate wanted, wrote it for the Morning Sun paper. And Dennis was kind enough to join us from Traverse City. Good talking with you, Dennis. Thanks so much.
Thanks, as always.
And speaking of U.S. Representative Mike Rogers, a group representing FBI agents and retirees says it wants President Obama to make the congressman the next director of the FBI. The Brighton Republican worked as an FBI agent before first being elected to the state Senate and then later to Congress. Just yesterday, the FBI Agents Association endorsed Rogers to replace FBI Director Robert Mueller. His 10-year term was extended by Congress for 2 years. It ends in September, and the search is on for his replacement. Well, the organization of agents says Rogers is respected on both sides of the aisle, and his background as a special agent sets him apart. The 49-year-old Rogers chairs the House Intelligence Committee. In a statement, he says he is honored and humbled by the endorsement.